The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. Students, there is a very famous bishop, probably the most famous in the history of America, who lived last century, whose cause is up for canonization. He's been declared venerable. Do you know what his name is? Nathan, do you know? Archbishop Fulton Sheen, the most famous. People used to, every night, they would watch him on TV. 30 million Americans. He was more popular than any other TV program. So Archbishop Fulton Sheen, he said this about Judas. He said, "Do you know the first time in the Bible where it says that Judas is going to betray our Lord? Do you know what that moment was when it first says Judas is the betrayer? It's when Jesus says, 'I am the bread of life. Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you.'" And Judas was the only apostle who would not believe that Jesus could give us his body and blood to eat and drink. You remember it says there were many, many people there, and the masses, they went away. They thought, gosh, that sounds crazy, right? Who could believe that? And then it says, even some of his disciples who had been following him, they thought, gosh, that's really hard to believe, and they went away. And he looks at his apostles and he says, "Do you also want to go?" And it mentions in that moment that Judas would betray him because he could not believe that. Students, at what moment did Judas go to betray our Lord? It was at the Last Supper after Jesus had given him his body and blood. And you might say, well, gosh, how could he do that, right? If you receive Holy Communion, then you have all the strength in the world. But he received it unworthily because he did not believe and because he had serious sin on his soul. What happens if we receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament when we have grave sin on our souls? We commit an even greater sin. And Judas goes out and he betrays him. Students, if we stay close to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, we will never be like Judas. Heaven is ours if we have a great devotion to our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Blessed Mother Teresa, she said this about Our Lady. Blessed Mother Teresa said this about our Blessed Mother Mary. She said, you know what Our Lady's greatest joy was after our Lord Jesus Christ had risen from the dead? She said it was to receive her Son in Holy Communion when St. John the Apostle would celebrate Mass. So Our Lady went and lived with John, and she could not wait every day for John to celebrate Holy Mass so she could receive her Son anew. And she said Our Lady would love to spend hours and hours before our Lord in the sacred host left over from St. John's Mass, because finally no one could take her Son from her again. So let's ask Our Lady to intercede for us that we might have a greater devotion to our Lord in the Most Holy Eucharist.